There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me, as always, my co-host and producer, Tim Dennis. How are you tonight, Tim?
Doing well.
Good, good. I've got a good show for you this evening. We've got a local guest. His name is Michael Underwood. And Michael is based here in Minnesota. Very nice gentleman. He's coming on with us. He missed a couple of weeks back, was unable to attend, and is making it up with us now, so I really appreciate him coming back in here. I think we've got a really great show for you lined up. We're going to be talking about angels, guides, and reincarnation with Michael. Give you a little background. Michael is actually a professional musician. He actually toured in the with rock groups during the 70s. He's got a degree in architecture, a master's degree in psychology. He's also a minister for Lake Harriet Community Church. He teaches classes on psychic development, meditation, chakras and energy, and tonight's topic, angels, guides, and reincarnation. He's also been an executive for Northern Natural Gas for the last 15 years. Michael, thanks for joining us this evening.
My pleasure, Dave, and thanks for having me in. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate the chance that you're able to come back in and make up with us here. Now, we were kind of talking before we got on with the show here. You said you're a professional musician, and you toured with rock groups in the 70s. Is that, sex, drugs, rock and roll, did that have any effect on what you're able to see and do at this point in your life?
Maybe not, but it sure was fun.
I bet.
Yeah, we toured quite a bit, made a couple albums, and like we talked about a little bit earlier, our music was awesome. Two albums, climbing the charts, touring with big groups, and God blessed us with disco, and I was out. So I went out and got a real life after that.
Was it during the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that you saw the angels?
You got it.
There you
excellent.
Go.
You got mainly the drugs.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
Well, now I'm interested, as we're reading a little bit about you here, you're a minister for Lake Harriet Community Church. Is that a non-denominational church?
Yes. Lake Harriet Community Church's mission is to honor all beliefs. So there's five what we call ministerial guides. And each one of us have a different flavor that we present to the community. And we'll do a traditional Christian ceremonies. We may do a Catholic ceremony. We may do a Buddhist ceremony. We had a ceremony celebrating Mexican Day of the Dead. So really what it is creating a safe atmosphere that no matter what you believe or what your higher power may be, that you can come, you can share, people can listen, and you can kind of grab on to what feels right for you.
How about goat blood drinking and virgin sacrifices?
That's only on Tuesday nights at midnight.
Excellent. So. Tim, see, I told you that there's a spot for you to go.
Yes.
Excellent. Being a minister, doing these type of things, do the people of your congregation know of your abilities and the things that you do, and does that seem to bother them?
Not at all. Not at all. In fact, the people in our community are people who are searching. They feel that the traditional religions are not giving them what they want. They're getting to a place where it's more of an intellectual thing as opposed to something of the heart. And they're looking for something that'll touch their heart and change their life, and also something that makes me feel good today and will help me today.
All right, fair enough. Now, you teach classes on angels, guides, and reincarnation. Now, you yourself, you have psychic and medium abilities, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so what exactly can you do with these abilities? I mean, are you able to speak with people that have crossed over? Can you see people, the earthbound spirits? What exactly is your forte?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
basically, we all have psychic abilities. We all have intuition, and it's basically the same thing. And that ability is just like learning to play a musical instrument. If you want to start out in the very beginning, say with a piano and never take a lesson, and I want to play Tchaikovsky, Right. Well, you're going to suck. You know, it ain't going to work.
Sure.
Now, you just get into tapping into your intuition and your psychic ability and say, well, I'm going to contact the 12th spirit on the 36th realm that knows it all and is the ancient temple of wisdom. You're not going to have very much luck.
Okay.
So it's something that you just start out one note at a time. You may just start out and say, hey, you're in the car, you're driving, which lane is that car going to go into? And you may be surprised at how accurate you can be, or the telephone rings, okay, who's going to be on the other end of the line? And as you practice this ability, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, but you'll be get more and more right, more and more hit the right notes. And the more you get into it, the more you will find out that you can increase and develop that ability.
So it's almost like working a muscle in a workout.
Perfect.
You don't grab a 300-pound weight and start hoisting. You're going to start with 15 pounds, 20 pounds, 25, and just keep working your way up.
Totally.
And building that muscle. Mm-hmm. So do you consider the psychic and medium ability to be a type of muscle that you need to continually work on?
100%.
Okay.
And if you're not using it for a while, it can kind of drift away.
Oh,
and
okay.
You come back and you practice. And through many lifetimes coming into this world, why do some people come in and they're psychic when they're 5 years old? Well, in previous lifetimes, they've practiced and exercised that muscle, and that's one muscle you can take with you from lifetime to lifetime as you go on and continue to increase it and make it stronger.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I mean, I don't know what I know about reincarnation yet. I believe, you know, I've talked to a few people. I'd like maybe your input on this as well. I have dreams where, you know, in some dreams, and we have, you know, guests that have been on talking to us about dreams in the past, but in some dreams, I am almost like watching my life as a movie.
Yeah.
There are other dreams where I'm myself and I'm living my life, and when I look in the mirror, I'm totally different looking. Totally different face, hair, but I'm still me. I know I'm me, and I look in the mirror and I think, what the hell? I know that's me, but I don't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that that's a form of revisiting a reincarnation? Do you feel that, are you one that believes in alternate realities, and perhaps at that moment I'm seeing myself in a different dimension, looking through my own eyes?
Yeah. I do believe, well, first of all, in dreams can be going back into a previous lifetime and revisiting some things that you had done or experienced before, which I could be a part of. But also with dreams, they can also be the ego playing things out, or emotions inside of you want to express. So there's a dream that is allowing you to express as an outlet of things you may feel.
Well, that would make sense. I always have hair in that dream.
There you go.
So I'm good looking and young, too.
So, and then there's dreams that can be psychic premonitions. So, you know, the first thing I'd ask yourself, okay, as far as a dream, what is this, or where does this fall into? But yes, it could be a review of a previous life. Now, any previous lives you lived and any issues with that, you're not going to go there and visit unless it is pertinent to the life you're living today. That's the important thing to know about, because what is really important is now. What is really important is being here today.
So what I might be seeing in this dream might be a way of my subconscious trying to show me that I've already lived this type of mistake, or I've lived through this type of thing before, and showing me, maybe giving me a better way to handle what I'm going through.
Right. And I don't call it a mistake. I call it a learning process. You know, let me give you a good example.
If you'd have met my last wife, you'd admit it was a mistake.
Yeah, if you'd have met my last two, we could talk. But, you know, the process of life is balance.
Right.
And just to give you a quick synopsis, you become a very codependent person, and you get walked all over. You're kissing people on the behind. You'll do anything you do to get someone to like you so you feel good.
Well, why are you looking at me while you're saying that, Mike? What have you heard?
Why are you talking about me like that? Jeez, I'm sitting right here.
I tried to tell you guys I was psychic.
Yeah,
so
that is good.
Now, after a while, you get tired of being a doormat. You get tired of your ex-wives walking all over you. And so you start to read books. You may get a book, Codependent No More, and you're looking there, oh, God, they're describing me, and they even got a name for it. What's going on? You work through your emotional issues, you become strong, and then you come over here and you become independent. I don't need anybody, I don't need relationships, I don't need nothing. Well, then after a while you say, well, this is cool, but it's a pretty lonely place to be. Then you come back into this place to where you find that balance in between the two. And then you get there and you start going, well, start getting a little codependent. Oh, been there, done it, got the badge. So you come back to that middle point, or you go there, oh, been there, done it, got the badge, too independent, and you come back. So, you know, none of them were mistakes. We had to experience the extreme on one end, experience the extreme on the other end. Now we know where to go to find that balance in the middle between the two.
Okay. So with different lives and the things that we've gone through. You know, one thing, I just heard a really interesting remark. What's your take on deja vu?
Deja vu is, you got to realize that our subconscious is kind of like a hard drive on a computer. Information is stored and it's tagged with something to recognize that information. Well, with us, it's tagged with a sense. It can be smell, it could be sight, it could be hearing. And whenever we look at something or smell something or see something or hear something, it'll go in and pull that old information out, say, ah, now I remember. Well, you can have those kind of memories going back to past lives. And so all of the, really what happens is the wisdom that you gain from life to life always comes with you. So the time you spend in experiencing every moment you have and the wisdom you gain from that experience is something that you will always carry with you. And then you go back and say, ah, I've been there, done that before. That was
but
cool.
You know, with deja vu, though, you know, like right now, if I had a series of deja vu, it would be remembering, oh, my gosh, I remember this exact scene sitting here looking at you in that white pinstripe shirt,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your necklace and having this exact conversation. How is that a memory of a past life when it's something that's happening right now?
Well, and a lot of times with that, too, it could be in the past you had a premonition of that going to happen or that going to be.
Okay.
You know, so it can go both ways.
Yeah, I actually heard what was kind of interesting, the philosophy that I heard recently regarding deja vu was that it's your mind reminding you of a very important reason, or you know, it's like making you feel like you've been there before so that you remember this. It yeah. sticks out above all in your head.
That's good. That's so, good. I like that.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting, you know, going through that. Now, you teach about angels and guides. Are there differences between an angel and a spirit guide?
Yes, your guides are spirits like us. Spirits come into the world to experience. When you experience, you gain wisdom. So a spirit will decide that, hey, I want to go into the earth and experience being a human. And when you experience being a human, they all of a sudden put all this stuff all over you. You get physical body, you get energy, you get emotions, you get a subconscious mind, you get an intellectual mind, you get intuition or your psychic connections and a connection with a higher power. So you say, I'm going to go into the world, you're going to give me all this stuff, I'm going to experience it. Now groups of souls will reincarnate together. So you've probably done this on a radio show with me and in some other lifetime, back before they had radio.
Yes. We were sitting in a cave banging rocks.
And so the souls up here will get together and say, well, we're going to make a plan. We're going to come together, and you are going to meet, and we're going to do this and that, and we're going to have this kind of relationship, and we're going to break up, and you're going to go into depression, and you're going to learn all this stuff, and yada, 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 so you're going to have a plan.
So I'm even getting pushed around in the afterlife.
You got it.
Way to go.
Man. You got it.
Real quick, for those of you that are tuning in right now, you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Our guest this evening is Michael Underwood. And Michael will be back with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about angels, guides, and reincarnation. We'll do that right after this.
Once you have seen Dave and Tim in the light, you'll understand why we must return to the Darkness on the Edge of Town. Stay tuned. There is more to come.
If you read Taspara Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taspara Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Ghosts, goblins, witches, creatures of the night. Yep, that just about covers everybody Dave and Tim have ever dated.
Oh my God, this girl's really turning me on.
Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm Dave Schrader, your host this evening. You're listening to us live on AM 1470 KLBB in Minnesota. You're also listening to us worldwide via our website at www.darknessradio.com. We appreciate you being with us. We'd also like to say hi to our friends over in Australia that are listening to us on Ghost Radio X. Thank you very much for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show. Please feel free to contact us if you have any ideas for the show, any guest ideas, anything that you'd like to make sure that we cover. You can do that by writing to me at dave@darknessradio.com. Our guest this evening is Michael Underwood, and Michael's on hand to talk to us. He is a psychic and a medium. He's a teacher. He's a professional musician. He can juggle. He can sing. He can do everything. great guy. He's here on hand to talk to us this evening about angels, guides, and reincarnation. First of all, Michael, do you have a website for people that are listening so they can go read and be able to contact you as well?
You know, I don't have a personal website. I am on the LHSC, which is Lake Harriet Spiritual Community.org website, which is where I'm one of the ministers. Or they could contact me at any time at 952-887-1736 with any kind of questions that they may have. So,
all right, great. Well, thank you very much for giving that phone number out. And please refrain from calling him with, you know, looking for should you lose weight, should you, you know, try to make sure that it's a common sense question that you are, you know, something that you really are looking for help for. Before we went to the break, we were talking about angels and guides. You were kind of telling us the difference between, you said guides are spirits like ourselves.
Right.
So my guides might be my grandmother
that
or
my
great uncle Louie, yes, or whatever.
Yes.
But there, our guides are never angel guides. There is a division between angel guides guides.
Yeah. As we were saying before, up here as souls, we make a plan for what we want to do when we come into this earth, and we play different roles. And so when we come into this world, all of a sudden, we forget what the plan is. And you got to ask yourself, well, you know, what the heck is this problem here? And the reason for that is if we knew what the plan is, we probably wouldn't do half the stuff that we do because we'd be scared to death because we know what was going to happen.
Right.
So we don't know so we can get into the intensity of the experience while we're here. Now, we also have spirits who decide not to come into the world to be human, but they're going to be your guide. Now, think about this. You're a spirit up here. He's your friend. He knows what your plan is. He knows you don't know what your plan is. And his job is to try to get you down that path that you wanted to go down without you knowing that you're going down it. Now, that's a job. I think I'd rather come in here and be human than to be up there.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure on a guy.
It is, and the spirit guides will guide you. And I'll give you a good example. I went through a very terrible time in my life, depression and very low time. They call it the dark night of the soul. And I was raised as a traditional Southern Baptist, as a matter of fact, growing up. And I didn't believe in psychics. I didn't believe in guides and all of that. And so when I came here, I was guided towards someone, or my brother, who had a girlfriend who was a psychic. He said, you need to go talk to her. I said, well, I'll talk to anybody. It's the bad shape I was in. And I went to talk to her, and she says, Michael, you're gifted. You're psychic. You should be teaching classes. You'll be a minister someday. You'll be writing, and you'll be going international and teaching classes. And I said, I don't believe in any of this. Went to the Renaissance Fair 2 weeks later. Michael, you're psychic, you're gifted, you're going to be teaching classes, you're going to be a minister. I never thought about doing any of this stuff. Well, about the third time that had happened, I said, well, maybe I should think about this.
Right.
You know, and that's your guides feeding this information to people you go to light that light bulb in your head to say, hey, try this. Well, you know, as you know, I'm a minister today. I've taught in Canada many classes. And I've been doing classes for the Learning Annex for the last 12 years and have touched many people's
hearts.
Do you
do them in other states, or do you basically focus with the Learning Annex here in Minnesota?
Here in Minnesota. I've been offered to go to California and a couple other places, but also being in the corporate world for 25 years, I've kind of have to stick around home a little bit here.
Sure.
Besides, I love Minnesota. Awesome place.
No doubt. And people that do have an interest, they can go to learningannex.com. And you can look up Michael Underwood as one of the instructors, and you'll find out any classes that he has coming up in the Minnesota area. So please do check that out. Again, it's our friends over at learningannex.com.
So you got an idea of how the spirits or the guides are. Now, angels are kind of your helpers. And angels will be there when you need a little assistance or if you want some guidance. And one thing I would suggest to everyone is ask your angels for signs. Your angels will guide you in directions you want to go. When I first moved here, about 2 years later, my son came to live with me. And I wanted to know where would be the best school to take him. So I asked my angels, give me the sign of a red rose. Well, I went around to all the schools in the Twin Cities. I came to Wayzata, and they had a big sign up. It said, red roses for sale this week. So I said, okay, I got my location. Now I want an apartment. So I said, give me a sign of a white rose. You know how diverse us men are. You know, we just change colors and pick another thing here. So I went around looking at apartments for 2 weeks, couldn't find anything. I went to the very prestigious apartment complex in Ridgedale, the Cliffs, two indoor pools, and I mean, just very, very prestigious place. Couldn't afford it. Walked in. I said, well, show me around. I go into an apartment that is totally cleaned. Walked into the closet, opened it up, and I found a pendant down in the closet. I picked it up, and it was a white rose. Now, of course, being doubting Michael that I am, I go over to the lady walking around, and I said, well, what does that look like? And she says, well, that's a pendant of a white rose. And I said, oh, okay. And I'm talking to my angels. Well, I can't afford this kind of a thing, you know. So we go back, and we talk. She gives me the prices. I tell her, well, you know, I can't really afford this. And I started to walk out, and she says, well, would you be willing to sign a year's lease? And I said, yes. And she said, well, we're giving a special this month $200 a month off of rent if you would sign a year's lease. Bam, I had the apartment, was ready to go. You know, so it's an awesome thing to check into.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, you believe in angels. You believe in these things. So then doesn't that behoove the fact that then there are demons? There are evil forces at work? Mm-hmm. And are you ever concerned that by asking for a sign, you know, I mean, basically God's, you know, according to the religious aspect, has given dominion to the devil on earth.
Right.
He's let him screw with us here. If you're asking for signs, what would keep somebody evil or something from the dark side, giving you the sign you're requesting, that maybe you just don't get to the school you were supposed to find with your angel rose deal? And you found the wrong one. Does that ever concern you?
Very good point, Dave. Let me put my philosophy to you this way. If you take evil and you spell it backwards, what do you get?
Elvis. Oh, sorry about this. Live. Okay.
Live. And mm-hmm. I just see evil as living life backwards or negative. And I think the only real evil that there is in the world is the evil you create for yourself. It's the negative atmosphere that you create around yourself. I think you will get good, positive information coming in if that's what your intentions are and that's where your heart is. You know, and I also believe God's greatest gift to all of us is the gift of free will. So if there is, quote, some evil spirit walking around, I believe you have the power to just say, hey, just get away from me. I don't want anything to do with you, and that they have to go.
Well, and I understand that, but, you know, having been brought up Baptist yourself, I was brought up Lutheran, you know, we were born to understand that they are going to make themselves known to us in friendly form.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be asking with good intention and from pure of heart. They're going to come and they're going to try to trick us or fool us.
Where the key is to that is I had gotten signs from my angels for a long time. And in fact, we even went to, after that, my daughter came to live with me and we went to buy a house and we looked around and found a house and asked for a white rose. And I bought a $150,000 house and 3 years later sold it for $400,000. You know, so I believe that your angels are going to do that. After that, they quit giving me signs. In fact, they'd even give me wrong signs. And I thought, oh, my God, I've done something horrible here. So I went
to the angels were giving you wrong signs?
They were giving me wrong signs. And okay. I knew they were wrong. And I went to a friend of mine, and she was a psychic. And she said, Michael, your angels don't want you becoming codependent on them. They want you to learn how to make these decisions on yourself. So what it was it's teaching me to go inside my heart, to go inside my soul and in my body and to feel and to know what is the right direction to go. And when you learn to do that, it don't matter whether you're getting the right signs, the wrong